face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gordon Hayward gets it into Jaylen Brown. The Pacers will not foul. The clock hits triple zeros, and the Celtics, who slogged their way through an 82-game regular season, are the first team to advance to round two.
Scrambled for the puck. 2 seconds left. Coyle's got it, and the horn is going to sound. Can you smell that? Can you smell it? It's a game seven.
Smell it!
How does a game seven smell?
Like bad feet.
What kind of smell does it have?
Popcorn, feet,
that was yesterday. Beer. All of it happening yesterday. Bruins forcing a game seven. Celtics taking care of business on the road against the Pacers. They didn't let them win a game. Closed every game. Just got it over with. They did just enough to win, and that's fine by me. Stupid first round of the NBA. One thing we haven't discussed today is we're talking both about the Celtics and the Bruins from yesterday. How about just the difference between the NBA first round? We touched on it briefly last week. The difference between the NBA in the first round and the NHL in the first round?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I've heard some people say, Jim, I think you may be one of these people, that the upsets in the first round of the NHL playoffs are bad for the league.
No.
I didn't say that, but I agree with that.
I feel like we had a text about that at some point. But anyway, there are people that believe that it's bad for the league that the upsets have happened in the NHL. I wholeheartedly disagree with that.
No, I think you get some of these new teams. And you remember how crazy it went in Nashville, too, when Nashville got good? Even teams like Columbus, like these new markets that you sort of you get a shot in the arm with the sport. And, oh, okay, it's not Pittsburgh, or it's not Chicago again, or it's not Montreal, or it's not the Kings. Here we go. Yeah. No, it's nice to have.
I just think in the NHL, it's not about the stars, right? It's not about having a LeBron James versus a Steph Curry or something along those lines. I think in the NHL, which doesn't have, I think, a ton of casual fans, they have real sports fans,
right?
Real hockey fans. When you get new blood, I think it's good for the sport. I think it's great.
It's not about any of that, but they want it to be about that. They would love it to be about superstar teams and superstar athletes on those teams that they could market and put up on a pedestal. I don't know if they know. I don't know if they know how to do it, but they haven't, and they can't when there are knockouts like we've seen so far with Tampa and Calgary. And no, I would agree in terms of if you want to appeal to a broader base and you want to get more people into hockey, then having Columbus upset the President Trophy winner is not good. It's not good.
Okay, and I would agree with that if I was most concerned with trying to attract new and casual fans.
Well, you said if it's bad for the league. So what else do you mean by that?
I'll tell you why. Because it can be good in one sense and bad in another. And the bad sense is, oh, I guess you're not attracting those casual fans. Which, by the way, as I said right off the top, I don't think this league has. And I think they should stop trying to attract those people. And so it sort of goes back to what I've said in baseball at times is how about you cater to the fans you have? How about you make your current fan base happy? How about you cater to them first? And in this case, I think when you have upsets, I think it does cater to the fans who are already involved and engaged. I think it does. I think if you're a hockey fan that went into the playoffs saying, I'm watching the playoffs because I always watch the playoffs, which I think the majority of the viewers for that sport are, I think this makes it interesting. That's why I think it's good.
I think it's interesting, but I'd say even for hockey fans, you look at other sports. I mean, if you got rid of all the casual fans of the NFL, would they have been more entertained by having a
Patriots, Chiefs, or Chargers?
I think it's unique to the NHL. It'd be bad for the NFL, definitely bad for the NBA. And I think, in baseball, they sort of get some of that anyway.
They get some of that anyway in baseball, but I think in hockey, it's like other sports. I think even hockey fans, some of them are going to be less interested because they look, they, if you're not following every game every night, you know, people out on the West Coast, they're not watching Eastern Conference hockey games, but they still know enough about the Lightning. They know how many games they won. They know from the players on that team. They know, what do they know about Columbus? First thing they might know about Columbus this season is that they upset the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round, and they're not invested in that story in any way.
Well, I want to tell you this. These are the updated odds to win the Stanley Cup as of today. The Bruins are in a tie for fifth best chance to win the Stanley Cup. The Blues, number one, tied with the Capitals, both of them at plus 550. Blue Jackets and Islanders, both at plus 650. Avalanche, plus 850. Bruins and Stars, oh, along with the Sharks, actually, as well. Three-way tie, all at plus 900, which means if the Bruins win tomorrow night and they move on and they go on to go against Columbus, Columbus will be favored in that series.
Will they, though?
Well, yeah, if they think the Blue Jackets are at plus 650 and the Bruins are plus 900 at this point.
How much of that has to do with them already advancing, though? They've already advanced and the Bruins haven't?
Yeah, it's a good point. That is a good point.
I wonder how much those odds drop if the Bruins win Game 7.
Right, because they can't. The Maple Leafs are plus 950, the Bruins are plus 900. What happens when one of them actually wins and advances?
Right.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Blues, Capitals, plus 550. Blue Jackets, Islanders, plus 650.
If the NBA had upsets, it would kill the sport. If it
it would be
Jazz,
awful
Clippers,
for the NBA.
Think about that. Your star bleepers.
Yes,
that Western
be
Conference,
for the
if that was but Jazz, even, Rockets, I mean, Jazz, Jazz Clippers second round instead of Warriors,
but
Rockets.
But I think NBA even fans among watch us for different reasons than NHL fans
but even
do.
Just here, in this room, right? Yeah, we're hockey fans. Take your Bruins fandom out of it for a second. Which would you rather see in an Eastern Conference final? Would you rather see Bruins Lightning, or would you rather see Bruins take on the Blue Jackets?
Bruins Lightning.
Me too.
But to the point of last year,
frankly,
though,
I mean,
hold on. To the point of last year, when your team gets popped and when the Bruins are out of it, I know Dave Gosher, our buddy, goes to Las Vegas and he's doing a call from the TV side of it out there. Wow, look at this. This is pretty cool what the Knights did. They got the casino thing and the big bands going through and they're getting trying to get hockey fired up and people in the casino. What's that? Oh, there's a hockey game here tonight. But I'm watching because it's something different and new. And I was actually rooting for Vegas.
Well, yeah, that's a brand new team in Las Vegas. Yeah. It's not the Columbus Blue Jackets.
All right.
What do you care about the Columbus Blue Jackets?
Hell no.
Okay.
God.
Not especially.
I care about a high state football.
Columbus is probably better hockey market than Tampa, though, for the
oh yes,
as far as hockey markets and winning that series.
Tampa's actually become a pretty decent hockey market.
They did that bolt on the tarmac.
That was scary.
They did the bolt.
I will give Tampa that. At least Tampa doesn't support their baseball team, but they've done a pretty decent job of supporting.
Could feel
well, that arena is in a great spot too, compared to the baseball stadium.
True, but
it's right there on the water. It's right there.
But if you're a fan, I mean, you can't drive to the baseball field. I know that there's the bridge element and all that. I've heard about it a million times down there, all the excuses why they can't go to baseball games. Maybe they just don't like the Rays all that much. Maybe it's not a great facility to go for anything. The catwalks on the ceiling. It's an abomination of a baseball stadium to be considered major
league. It's actually unwatchable. It really
is. It's brutal.
You're trying to come off watching.
Did they change
Celtics
the grass color
game
down there, by the way? Did anyone notice that over
lighter
the weekend?
Lighter.
How green it looked?
Lighter.
It looked weird. It was bothering me watching this weekend.
They should change the put our damn lights in that stadium. It'll brighten some things up. Like the lighting's all dim.
But you have a chance. You have a chance in the Western Conference to have upsets across the board. You've already got two of them complete. Calgary is gone. Winnipeg is gone. Both were upset. The San Jose-Vegas series tied up at 3. And in the other series, you've got Dallas with a 3-2 lead. That is an upset waiting to happen. You could go upsets across the board in the Western Conference. You don't think that in some way for your fans who are already fans, not for the casual fan, to just be able to say, look at our sport. Upsets happen. You go into a series, you actually don't know who the winner is going to be. And unfortunately, the way that Western Conference is shaping up, and even if you want to include what has already happened with Columbus beating the Lightning, right? You could even make the case there. Doesn't this sort of help the current playoff format, which they've agreed to do for one more year?
I guess.
Some ways it's proof of, look, you get matchups that upsets happen. You go into these first round series and they're valuable. They're worth your time. The NBA, they're a joke.
So game seven tomorrow is the last chance for Canada to have a team remaining in the playoffs.
Isn't that great?
That's not good.
Yeah, Calgary and Winnipeg are gone. Mm-hmm.
We gotta get the ref report tomorrow, Beetle. We need the Beetle ref report
tomorrow.
I'll
take a look at those refs tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. We'll take a look at some of their statistics. But on top of that, I can tell you that there's more money to be made when it's American teams and not Canadian teams for the NBC
too.
Purposes. Yeah, yeah they'd rather make sure it's
bigger,
all American.
Bigger American audience.
To the end. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls coming up in this noontime hour. Celtics with a sweep of the Pacers. Looks like the Bucks are going to be up next. We'll talk about that. And again, back to your calls coming up. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hand to Kyrie. You want the ball in the hands of your closer. That's where it is right now. Celtics trying to close out the sweep. Kyrie straight away. Now angles to the right side of the floor against Evans. Seven on the shot clock. Kick to the open man. Jason Tatum, four on the shot clock. Tatum finds Hayward, the hot hand for three. Good night. Gordon Hayward, appropriately enough, comes home to Indiana and closes the show. Timeout, Nate McMillan. But this game, this series, and his season are over.
Celtics move on. Are you at all concerned, Zelda, that they didn't blow them out at any point in this series?
No, zero. No. Nope. Did what they had to do. Eliminate the opponent as quickly as you can. That's what they did. It's not about stepping on the throat.
Four-game sweep.
Kyrie Irving. You know what I mean? Keep working on the stuff that we saw them start to, I don't say develop into, like the rotations and the way you finish games and how short is the bench really going to be. You know, maybe if you look at their big, how are we going to play their bigs with our two big guys? You know, who's going to – what are we setting up here eventually to get Giannis? You know what I mean? How are you going to defend him? Let's get in that series. Let's let Brad Stevens to what Kyrie talked about. You know, let's figure out who the opponent is, understand it. Let's game plan it. I can't wait to see the game plan going into this and just the fresh bodies I think you're going to have to throw at this guy. You're not going to stop him. But how do you slow him down?
Break the mothballs off of Semi Ojeleye. He slowed him down a little last year. So you're going to have to play him some minutes in this series.
See, that's the type of stuff you remember, and that's the stuff I'm sure Steven's going to incorporate, and I'm probably the team expects to. You know,
Kyrie Irving, to me, proved why he's Kyrie Irving. And we haven't had a chance to see this in the playoffs in a Celtics uniform, but here he is. This is the best version of Kyrie on the floor. What you've got in the last four games. His winning percentage in the playoffs, 764. Kyrie Irving, which ranks him as the best, most winningest player in NBA playoff history. Minimum 50 games played. Kyrie Irving now 4-0 as a Celtic in the playoffs. And a career winning percentage of 764. It's ridiculous. Kyrie Irving, I think, has backed up everything that he said about flipping a switch when they get to the playoffs. At least from his perspective, he was great so far in this series. So far in the playoffs, Kyrie Irving has been everything you want him to be. And he's even better late. He's better when the game gets late. It's better when it's in the fourth quarter and you need to close out an opponent. Kyrie Irving is that guy to do it. So for those of you Celtics fans who we've heard from many, many times about, get rid of Kyrie, move on from Kyrie, they'll be fine without him. Pay close attention in these playoffs. And come back and revisit that and tell me if you still think they should move on from Kyrie. Because it's a ridiculous thought, and you should feel ridiculous for even suggesting it as you watch him play in this series. Philip is in Melrose. What's up, Philip? What do you want to talk about today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The whole Marchand fast ice, slow ice thing, could that come back and bite the Bruins in the rear due to the fact that don't you want the slower ice? Fast ice will favor the other team. So I don't really get, because his complaining might be, in fact, the detriment to his club.
I think he was complaining about the way the puck was traveling on the ice and that the puck was sort of bouncing
right,
on the ice.
It bounces on, yeah, on slower ice, it bounces more. On fast ice, it doesn't bounce as much.
Correct? I don't think anybody wants to play on bad ice, regardless of how fast your team skates or how you play, because I think what he was alluding to is the fact that it takes funny bounces and it's going to be a quirky game. No, I don't think anybody wants it. It's just, it's not something these guys would wish for.
Was Philip calling to do that English effeminate thing that
so.
You guys referenced earlier?
I think Philip's a fine English fellow. And I think from at the 12:26 period of this show for the rest of the show, I would like to encourage the rest of our callers that are even online here to try and do their best British accent. Because when you're coming from, what kind of medium rare, or from the rear. From the rear, I think he was saying, not rare. How do you like your steak? Rare. Don't. Mickey Blue Eyes.
Don't.
Come on, give it to us. It's Monday.
No.
Yeah. No. Give me some more Brits.
The hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here. Don't
start. No, I think that was a legit accent, Vito. I don't think that was Philip.
I'm just checking.
Philip's legit.
You guys talked about an effeminate
Brit.
English accents earlier in the show.
Two different things.
Oh, no.
I am deep down the rabbit hole, by the way, on the garden ice conspiracies with Zamboni machines versus Olympia machines.
Ooh.
Versus the ice at Warrior being pristine. And I just think, well, it's cold as freaking the North Pole there in Warrior. Why don't they just do that at the garden, right?
They're called ice resurfacers. The Zamboni.
Yeah, we said that earlier in the show.
Freaking hard is it to make ice?
They're ice resurfacing machines.
Yeah. Zamboni's a brand.
Like a Kleenex is a brand of tissue. We call them all tissues. Well, Zamboni doesn't have the monopoly on the machines, and I don't think they're using Zambonis at the garden.
I just thought that stuff that people put in their garages, that neoprene stuff, and you just skate on it.
So Marshan's a Zamboni guy. Is that what you're telling us?
Right. I guess that's part of it, part of the issues.
I'm telling you, what
kind of machines are you using?
Why is it so difficult to believe that it gets warmer in Boston in the springtime? And if it's been all season, well, it's been an unseasonably warm period here. And it just, it's tougher to keep good ice when it's warmer outside.
Or that it could be a flaw from when they put in the piping. They had a guy earlier about the pipes and the freon pipes. That when they built the place 20 plus years ago, that it was a poor layout of the pipes. They didn't lay the pipe the right way.
They didn't lay the pipe the right way. I mean, and I don't understand. We like it or we don't.
That maybe they
you like the weather,
up.
Don't like the weather.
They need to jackhammer that out and relay the pipe.
Dig it out and put the pipe back in. Now, I don't understand why people put the heated floors in their bathrooms.
Don't go laying pipe.
What, now you want a hot floor? Now you want a cold floor? You want a hot floor for cold floor? You can't make up your damn minds.
I mean, there's no such thing as a hot floor. You don't need a hot floor.
Well, people put the hot water. You got a warm water running through it. Sure.
Oh, sure.
What?
Yeah.
Why would they run warm water through the pipe?
Not through the skate rink.
Warm
houses.
The floors up in houses.
Yeah.
Buddy mine.
Oh, in houses, not the hockey rink.
Buddy mine did it
not
in his pole
TD
barn.
Garden. Like that radiant heat you're talking about?
You know, it's not even warm water. It's just groundwater. But the groundwater is warm enough to where
that
you just
it?
You just run any running water through there. It's enough to heat the floor. You don't have to warm the water.
I had somebody come out look at my pool house. They said they could put those panels up top.
Could you cook a
circulate the water through that through the system and it just heats through my roof?
Could you cook a tray of Jiffy Pop on that? Is really the question. So got us Jiffy Pop for Game 7.
Radiant
heat flooring.
Yeah, the heat. I mean, is it warm enough for Jiffy Pop?
Take a while. That's it. You're not going to have a radiant.
By the way,
by the time the movie starts,
we've got that one guy who said if you have a glass ceramic top, you can absolutely use the Jiffy Pop. Someone else emailed saying no, do not do that. It will ruin your glass ceramic top. So which is it? The package says don't. Use
both.
It
you can do it. You just
says,
will ruin it.
Don't use on the glass ceramic top. But one guy said we'd be fine.
Ruin the
Should
Jiffy
I,
Pop or ruin
yeah,
the...
No, ruin the stovetop. Do I need to take this out to the grill? Like fire up the
how
Weber?
Would it ruin the stove do, how would it ruin the stovetop?
Probably maybe it can scratch it.
I don't know. You can't even do anything in 2019 again, without running 13 freaking disclaimers about something.
So you're going to do it.
See, I'm going to do it. How do you think my grandfather
well,
grandmother
Zoe's a millionaire. Zoe ruins the stove.
Millionaire.
Do it and take down the Jiffy Pop empire.
Can you put a cast iron skillet on your...
I have one of those.
Yeah, I cook on that.
I have a skillet. Maybe I'll put the skillet. That's what I said, a pan or skillet, and then you can put this over it.
Yeah,
I don't see why that would be so harmful to them.
I don't know either, but I don't know what kind of chemicals are in this aluminum bottom here. I mean, they weren't black before. They were you know, the same chrome color as the handle, which I'm sure I'm going to burn myself on.
I got one of them badass turkey fries with that big pot.
And Zoe said this is a coating, like a pan. That's why it's this color now.
I'm going to put it on my deck. I'm going to get that stand out. Instead of putting a big pot on, I'm going to put that over.
Fried popcorn.
With a vice grip. Thanks to one of my security personnel.
Just put that thing down in the peanut oil.
How about a pot holder? Why do you need a vice grip?
I'm saying because I don't want the pot holder. You're still too close to it. I still need the vice grip on it to where I'd be holding it from here.
Yeah, but a vice grip is not really, it's going to do that, right? Even if you pinch that real tight.
No, but you like pinch.
You know? Unless you go like this along the edge there.
That's what she said.
And then, oh, look, it falls that way. Not good. Vice grip. We're loaded on. Of course, we're loaded on calls.
Of course we are.
Oh, we're loaded. We're going to get to all of them coming up next. Hello. Don't go anywhere.
We should have the intern fashion some kind of Jiffy Pop holder with only materials he can find in that back studio. And we'll judge them by the end of the show.
I just got emailed his final evaluation, so maybe that'll be part of his final evaluation.
What if I did this? I got a metal pole at home. What if I squeezed this, stuck this down the pole, and I held the pole out? You know, but the pole's going to get hot too, right?
Oh, yeah. That pole's going to conduct
heat. What if I hold a pole with a glove? I'll let my kid do it.
The Sports Hub. Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
High shot out to left center. Kiermaier, long run, turning around, and that ball is gone. A grand slam for Benintendi.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak. Bertrand's Who Jacked It?
Moreland tags this one. Deep, high, and gone. Hey, kiss that one goodbye. Number 7 for Mitch Moreland.
Who jacked it?
Mookie Betts touches the ball.
Mitch Moreland continues to mash.
He's going to freaking hit a wall.
He's got 7. JD Martinez has 4. And I still have the lead with 11 home runs and who jacked it. Zoe, you've got 6. Mookie Betts with 4. He's coming around.
That's it.
Benintendi with 2. Brock Holt still hurt. You've got 6. And Hardy has 2, both from Xander Bogaerts.
I feel bad for Hardy.
I thought Devers and JBJ would have had more home runs at this point. More than 0. I thought they would have had.
Really? Have that back, please, Jim?
And how did Mitch Moreland end up getting picked? What?
How'd that sandwich settle?
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Oh. Okay. Hang on a second.
All right, then. All right. Mitch Moreland ended up getting picked 7th overall in this draft.
Is that my fault?
I think
it's just stupid.
Mitch Moreland's either going to fall down steps.
I can't help that I'm smarter than
the
both of you.
He's going to snap an ankle, or he's going to get hit in the head with a ball. Something's going to happen to Mitch Moreland, or he's going to miss a month.
Oh, yeah,
or two.
Wish injury on him.
I'm not wishing.
Yeah, the Red Sox really need that right now.
Some of those guys are just like lugs. Like Mitch Moreland is a talented lug. You have a lug nut, okay? That's one of your picks, and you have to deal with it. I understand why you took Bradley Jr., because let's face it, he could get streaky when the weather turns, and when he's on, he is on fire. The other guy should be damn good. Bogaerts should hit.
He has. He got a couple.
I mean, Moreland's on pace to hit 50 home runs. He's not going to hit 50 home runs.
It's not Kristen Yelich. Jesus.
Dumb.
Mitch Moreland. Mitchy Two Bags. He names Mitchy Two Bags for a reason. Doubles. Not Mitchy Ding Dong. Carabas. Stupid nicknames.
You want to hear that back?
Yeah. Can we hear Hardy back, please?
I thought Devers and JBJ would have had more home runs at this point. More than that was me. I don't think that was me.
I don't think it was him either, because how would you have been talking?
Because it comes up when you talk.
Well, I think it comes up regardless. Everybody's mic was on.
It wasn't me. I didn't even have soda. You saw me. I haven't drank anything.
Jay would have had more home run.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a pause there.
Anybody got a little soda anywhere?
I didn't feel it, and I didn't hear it until the play.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't hear it, but our mics are so damn sensitive. You know?
617-779-0985, the telephone number.
I don't have a problem owning that.
That's a sensitive mic.
Let's jump back to your calls. I got some other Red Sox thoughts that I do want to get to on both Dustin Pedroia. And also, one of the guys that has not produced for Hardy, that would be Rafi Devers,
No, like what's Devers too?
Okay, hang on to it. We're gonna get to it. We just have a lot of calls that we do want to get to. Tyler's in the car. Hi, Tyler.
Hey guys, how we doing?
What's up?
How's it doing, man?
Hey, so I work with a bunch of ice rinks around the state and deal with their mechanical equipment. And I think there's a few. You guys made some good points with.
Can you slow down just a little bit?
Okay, so what? All right, great. You've given your qualifications. You've worked with ice. What do you think the problem is at the Garden?
So hey, so the way that the ice works, especially the Garden, with being so many people, they're trying to pull up the heat from the top, cool off the bottom. Yeah. It could be those cooling towers up on the roof. You know, they're old. The systems they use to actually cool the ice. The colder the ice, the harder it is, the better it is to skate on. And it could have something to do with it there. They might need to reinvest a little money into that mechanical equipment. Okay. Could be the Zamboni, but I think it's something to do with the chillers down there.
Could be all the above, though, too, right? Could be both the equipment and the ice resurfacer being a Zamboni.
I find it hard to believe just because, I mean, Massachusetts being such a hockey state, there's a rink in every town. And you know, a lot of these rinks I'm in, the ice is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It could be just a design thing, but I think you're going to have a maintenance staff there that's probably top of the line because it's the Boston Garden. I think it could just be some old equipment and a few other things like that.
Okay, so you know what? All joking aside about this and Marchand complaining about it, as has Mike Babcock and as have some of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Shouldn't the Bruins be sort of embarrassed that this is now known in the league? That your ice sucks. You're an original six team in a hockey town in a building that you own, and you can't get good ice.
You
can't figure it out.
You have that gorgeous facility. Now
it's not for a lack of money.
You ever notice?
But it's
that?
Not because of that. Maybe it's because a lack of desire to spend the money. But it certainly isn't because you don't have the resources to fix whatever the ice problem is.
It sounds like he knows what he's talking about because he's talking about the air from the top, the three ice towers that shoot cold air down. Because when we're over at Warrior, when the Bruins aren't out there on the ice skating yet, you feel nothing. You feel like no breeze, nothing. When they come out and take the ice, there are three blowers over our head that it is straight air, man, and it is cold. That's when things get cold in there. It could be. It could be part of that. You know, he mentions, the Olympia machine. I'm looking up pictures here of the Bruins Zamboni, and it says Zamboni on it.
Well, how old is the picture?
The picture's 3 years old.
Well, that might be why.
So, hey, it's you know, it could be a price point thing. Like I got a buddy at work at a ski resort. He said
tell me more about that, please.
With his crappy tripod things, we had to drag and attach to your thing and bring out and attach hoses to it, and it's like almost like a water thing that you water your sprinklers with in the summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And the water squirts and it squirts like a mist that freezes, and that's how they make snow. He goes, we get our ass kicked by some of these resorts that pump in, you know, the hardline stuff at the top of poles where it blows down. And if you have good snowmaking equipment, you have better slopes. And if you have crappy ice-making equipment, you may have a crappier arena. This has nothing to do with the bull gang. This has nothing to do with the guy painting the ice or drilling the holes to put the pegs in, to put the goals on. No. It's probably the design of it and the actual way the thing works. Shouldn't it help them that the fact that, okay, Celtics aren't here for a while. You're starting the next series not till what, the weekend? And you're on the road? So you've had a couple days now to get this ice really, really ready. Ice should be good to go. Plus outside temperature, in the 50s.
Do you see this picture from last season? At the Garden? What's that say on it?
Olympia.
Yeah, it does. Oh. Yeah, they switched me ice machines. They're using the Olympia ones.
If the Zamboni left Warrior now that they have over there, how long would it take to get down there? To the Garden. And maybe they could auction off a ride down for the one-way trip.
No, you can't. You probably have some sort of promotional deal with the company, so you can't switch them out in-game. You got You got to use it under the radar.
Can't sneak one in the middle of the night.
Sneak it in to use a little sticker on it. Between games, and then you got to go back to the crappy one in game.
Because Tom Brady's never worn Nikes and slapped an Under Armour sticker on. Yeah.
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe not. Maybe it's about the pipes. Maybe it's about the pipes.
The weather.
Not the weather. It's 52 freaking degrees
out. Did you read the TSM bar down ranking when they pulled the players? Did you see this one, Beetle?
No, tell me more.
The poll of how many players here? Dun, 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 dun. This was last year, I guess, this poll took place. And they asked them their favorite rinks to play in, their least favorite, who has the best ice, and who has the worst ice. All right?
Yep.
As for the worst ice surfaces in the league, the results weren't too surprising. Which rink has the worst ice? 16.8% of the players said the BB&T Center, Sunrise, Florida. Followed by the arena in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay, how about cold weather cities? Where do the Bruins rank in the cold weather cities?
It doesn't matter.
Sure it does. If you have ice in a cold weather city,
then the Barclays Center, then the Honda Center in California, and then PNC Arena in North Carolina. So four out of the top five are all warm or hot weather
and
climates.
The Brooklyn issue is allegedly part of the reason why the league was okay with the Islanders going back to the island, going back out to Uniondale.
The best ice in the league?
Yeah, who's got the best?
Bell Center.
Montreal.
Edmonton.
Hockey Towns.
Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yep.
And Calgary. The coldest places have the best ice.
Wow.
Who would have thought of that?
Are you going to get to the
Me,
point
from the very beginning?
Are you going to get to the point where you tell us where the Bruins rank in the NHL ice-wise?
No, they only have the top five.
Oh, so top five, bottom five?
Yeah.
So the Bruins could conceivably be a bottom 16, and we not even know it.
How about that?
Right? They could be the sixth worst in the NHL.
So Toronto's got to play on that same ice tomorrow night too, right?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. But to Hardy's point earlier, you just don't want any sort of fluky game.
Neither team
wants it to be decided by
the talent and the skill.
Here's a great question.
And the execution on the ice.
Here's a great question.
Do you want to save Marshawn, your great question?
Marshawn, no, real quick.
We'll see if it's great.
Since Marshawn's such a great elite scorer now, right? And he's sort of elevated his game. What are the goalies like? Does a goalie? I want to know what Tuca prefers tomorrow night. Same old crappy ice at the Garden or high flying?
Well, for a goalie, I think you would definitely want
muck it up.
No, I think you would want consistent ice. Right. So you have a better predictability to where the puck is going. Right?
They just don't want any flukiness.
No, especially a goalie.
Stop talking.
Especially.
Stop.
What, fluky?
Stop with your Canadian accent.
I just said flukiness.
Flukiness. No, the fluke.
Yeah, did you book at that Westin yet?
Stop.
For the trip to Boston.
Oh, I didn't even book a hotel.
617-779-0985. Couple of items on the way. TV ratings from over the weekend. Everybody did huge numbers, but one team was the clear winner, winning both Friday and Sunday. And also, the Philadelphia Flyers ripped up that Kate Smith statue in the middle of the night, and it's gone. We'll tell you about that next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rock and roll. Did you hear that last commercial, Beetle?
I did not.
Peterson School.
What about it?
Advertising. Advertising a segment coming up. The Felger and Maserati Big Board. Now as a sponsor. It's so damn accurate. Somebody had the vision for this thing, huh? We just took it off and running, and nobody took it with him to his show. When they said, spread your wings and fly, son. Beetle said, keep the board. Keep your little draft board. You guys need it.
Sorry, I'm busy looking something up Hardy and I had a debate with Maz in the hallway about.
I
I've got the history that he's wrong.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
No, he's, I think he was.
No, he's not. They tried to trademark the name and they lost their, their ability to trademark it because everyone had been using the name of aspirin since aspirin came into existence. Bayer once tried to apply for the trademark, and they were told no because everyone selling aspirin at the time was calling it aspirin. You're wrong.
Which one do you take when you have a heart attack? Baby aspirin?
No, I think you take real aspirin.
Just regular aspirin.
Right? Yeah.
Just start popping it.
Yep. Bayer applied for the trademark in 1918, and they were told no.
They lost the they lost the trademark in 1918 because it had failed to use the name for its own product and had for years allowed the use of aspirin by other manufacturers.
So they weren't even calling it aspirin. It. Everyone else was calling it aspirin, and they said, why do you get to have this?
But they still have it in other countries.
Well, good Germany. For them. Good for them. But the name of the drug itself is aspirin. This debate came out of we call every ice resurfacer a Zamboni. They're not all Zamboni. Zamboni is a brand. The same way you call every tissue a Kleenex, they're not all Kleenex.
And then Matt says, another one, aspirin. We said, no.
No.
I can make my own brand of aspirin right now. No, brand name. No, it's not.
It's all like angry.
I thought of another
one, too.
Scotch tape.
Tape.
Very good one.
Scotch is a brand.
Right.
It's not all Scotch tape.
Well, masking tape.
Velcro.
Velcro really works.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's a brand name.
It is.
Nothing worse when you can't wear the Velcro shoes.
I told Matt in the hallway, Band-Aid is one.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What about Popsicle?
It is. That's a good one.
I got one for
Popsicle
you.
Is one of them. Popsicle is an...
So what is Popsicle? If I want a non-Popsicle brand Popsicle, what do I ask for?
It's a great...
Fruit bar.
No. No one...
No, but what do you call when you buy the store
That's
brand?
That's where you go to hang
what
out
does
at
it,
night.
What does it
That's
say on the box?
That's where you go to hang out at night.
Store brand Popsicle. What does it say on the box? I don't even know. Popsicle.
Frozen treat on a stick.
Frozen pop. Cool.
What do they call them? Because you can buy the store brand.
Popsicles.
I'll tell you what a popsicle is.
Frozen treat.
What is it called?
That's
do you have a name for it?
You guys go down these wormholes.
Of course we do. What is it called, Harvey?
It is a... Popsicle is a brand of ice pop.
How about this?
So they're called ice pops.
Yeah.
When I always have reach for them things, you know, my ears are always itchy. I'm itching, digging them in there. Q-tip.
Yeah. Also, good ones.
Everybody always calls it a Q-tip.
They're not all Q-tips. Q-tip is a brand.
Right.
We are getting very much sidetracked by this, but now I'm dying to know.
So. I think it's fine.
Someone find out.
Tampax.
I'm sorry?
I think most people know that that's a brand of tampon.
That's where that ends.
Tampon.
No, but if someone's in a supermarket, send us a picture of what they call brand name, non-brand name store brand popsicles. What are they called? Ice Pops? Is that what they go by? Mm. Ratings over the weekend.
Jet ski.
That's a good one. That's a brand.
Watercraft.
No, that's, again, I don't think you understand the exercise.
Jacuzzi.
Good Hot one. Tub.
Now you're just reading off a list.
I am reading off a list, but it's a damn good list.
Friday, Celtics, their game, 8-8. Deep Bruins, 8-5. Celtics, clear-cut winner on Friday night. Sunday, Celtics win again. 9-4-6 versus 8-0-9 for the Bruins. These are local ratings here. Why is that? Why did the Celtics do so well this weekend? You think they're picking up steam?
Yes.
Do you think their story is becoming more captivating?
Yeah, you're up
more 2-0. Interesting than what the Bruins have been?
You're up 2-0. People were going out of the way. It's a holiday weekend. You want to see them close out 3-4. So you close out 3. You wait on 4. Perfect timing. 1 o'clock. Everybody has their TVs on in their living room.
Yeah.
Peeking in on the Celtics, close it out. Nice. Nice finish. Way to pull away at the end. Didn't have to gift it to you, you know? It wasn't the other team choked. You ran away with it. You closed.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.